AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Matt Bevin wins the gubernatorial race in Kentucky to become only the second GOP governor there in four decades.
Thank you all very much. This is, I'll tell you, what an extraordinary night this is.
The businessman had waged a campaign to scale back Kentucky's Medicaid expansion, made possible under the federal health care overhaul. Some 400,000 lower-income people who gained health coverage under the expansion could be affected in Kentucky. Ohioans say no by 65% to 35% to a marijuana measure. More from the AP's Julie Carr-Smith.
The campaign was trying to combine medical and recreational marijuana for the first time, essentially to grab at different voting blocks. So people were looking at this within the mainstream legalization movement, which has never tried this before, to see if it was going to work or not work.
AP correspondent Dino Hazel reports Democrat Kevin Steele has declared victory in a race for the suburban Philadelphia area DA's office that reopened a 2005 sexual assault complaint against Bill Cosby.
He's been heavily involved in reinvestigating the case. His challenger was a district attorney several years ago and declined to pursue charges against Cosby.
So this result leaves open the possibility of criminal charges being filed. U.S. officials are ruling out a missile as the cause of the Russian airliner that crashed in Egypt. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
As international experts prepare to study the jet's data recorders, one U.S. official says satellites did not detect either a missile launch or an engine burn, saying that eliminates a missile. The satellites did detect heat around the plane, suggesting a range of potential causes, including an engine explosion caused by a malfunction or a bomb blast.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon. This is AP Radio News. The Associated Press has learned the Illinois authorities are about to declare the death of Fox Lake Police Lieutenant Joe Glinowitz a suicide.
An official spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity because he was not authorized to brief the media. He said the investigation determined the officer died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Glinowitz radioed on September the 1st. He was chasing three suspects on foot. Backup officers later found his body about 50 yards from his squad car. He had been shot with his own weapon. A massive manhunt ensued, but no one was ever arrested. I'm Shirley Smith.
A former CEO at a division of Walmart crash-landed a plane on a highway in front of a Fayetteville, Arkansas high school Tuesday. After the aircraft's oil system failed, he managed to unfurl a parachute atop the plane. Bill Simon and the two other men on board were taken to a hospital with minor injuries, as was a woman whose truck was hit by the plane. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.